Personal Hearts Radio. This is Aaliyah Walker, your host. Today is May 15th, 2015, Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Are you excited? Because I'm totally excited. I'm excited about what God is doing in the spirit realm. I'm excited about this whole entire week. And you know what? I'm most excited about you. So let's start with our show. We only have 30 minutes, so we're going to jump right into it. There's a scripture that God wanted me to give to you to meditate on, because this is a scripture of blessing that I want to speak over your lives. Thank you to the listeners that are listening in. I love you. And even if there aren't any listeners, praise God. I have a cloud of witnesses looking down for me in heaven, and I have the presence of the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ and my Father God here with me, supporting me. So I'm happy if I am able to change one or two people or three people or five people or 1,000 people's lives. Amen. Then I have completed the race that I was set here to run, and I have finished my race, as the Apostle Paul has said. Someone might be saying, wow, Aaliyah, that's a lot of talking in 2 minutes, but I digress. Let's begin in Jeremiah chapter 17 before we begin with our opening song, a scripture, a word of blessing to all my listeners. Jeremiah 17, starting at verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. That's Jeremiah 17:7-8. Just in case anyone would like to reread that again, that's Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. Now let's begin with our opening song. This is a Spanish song, and it's called Gardenas Romper, and it is a beautiful song. Gardenas Romper means to break chains. That's the interpretation. And even though you may be listening to a song that in another language, such as Spanish or German or French or whatever is your language, even Armenian or Portuguese, it's the spirit behind the song that you're listening to. The same Holy Spirit is evident in everyone who accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and everyone who embraces the Holy Spirit as their best friend. So listen to the spirit. If you don't even understand the words, I want you to get the spirit, because those words are the same and they can break every chain. Here we go.
Para
One of my favorite eateries is Erewhon or Anita Foods. And so there you have it, my 2 minutes of what Aaliyah likes to do during the week. Of course, my whole life is not encompassed by those things. I enjoy my prayer time with my Father God and my fellowship with Jesus. My life is hid with Him. And if you want a recommendation of myself, you can go into your prayer closet and talk to Jesus, because He will give you 100% honest interpretation, 100% honest reference of myself. Amen? All right. I hope you guys are enjoying your day. It's been a beautiful day here in sunny California. I am blessed to be here. I am blessed to be alive and to have another day to repent of all my sins, repent of anything that I unknowingly did or knowingly did. Just repent, repent, and repent to get ready for the soon coming of Christ. I was on a Facebook responding to a post, and usually I don't respond to posts because I just don't have time to be on Facebook all the time. This post, however, caught my attention, and because it was so insulting, I wanted to respond, and this person said, "Jesus is not coming. He's not coming anytime soon." And unfortunately, his viewpoint represents a lot of people's viewpoints about Jesus not coming soon. Jesus isn't coming soon. He's around the corner. That's sooner than soon. And so we want to repair ourselves every moment of every day. Because I'm telling you, saints, I'm telling you, and I tell you the truth. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus Christ is coming for a pure bride. He's coming for a people whose hearts are tuned into Him, whose minds are tuned into Him, who are in His will, who are washed in the blood of Jesus, who are looking for Him, who are waiting for Him. Not someone who's deciding, I'm going to be going to the club tonight. I'm going to get my last drink in, my last dance in, you know, then I'm going to get right with God. You know how many people have said that and have died? You don't want to be one of those people. That is the greatest lie of the devil. You have plenty of time. Oh my gosh, you're only 15. My sister passed at 19. She was not thinking that when that car hit her fatally. She was not thinking, oh, I have plenty of time, when she was 19 and was killed. So I'm telling you, you're 15, you're 18. There's no time like the present. Get right with God right now. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time for you to hear the voice of God knocking on the doors of your heart. He desires you to live with Him. He desires you to be with Him. And I tell you, saints, I tell you with a truthful and sorrowful heart, not many people will be raptured in the rapture. Not many people, as many people as some might think, will be raptured in the rapture. I wish and pray that every single person will be raptured, but it's not that way, because some people don't even believe in the rapture. Some people don't even believe in Jesus Christ. Some people don't even believe in the second coming. Others believe He's already have come. So why will He be coming for someone who already believes that He came already? And so you have that group of people. Then you have a group of people that don't even believe there's a God. And then you have a group of people who say they are Christians, but only in mouth and not by action. I tell you, saints, the Bible says, holy, to live peaceably with all men and to live holy lives. He has called us to holy lives. No man can see the Lord without being holy. Holiness is godly character. That's all that holiness is. H-O-L-I-N-E-S-S. Holiness is godly character. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you know what the character of God is by reading the Bible, just like we're reading in John, Jesus said that I am the Father and made manifest in the flesh. So when you read the character of Jesus, when you do what he says to do, that's godly character because he is the Father manifested. So godly character is the character of Christ. So if godly character is holiness, holiness is doing the words of Jesus Christ. It's all it is. See, the Holy Spirit, when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, the Holy Spirit does the work of God by changing our spirit, changing our heart. Now, we have to do our part because even the Bible says that Jesus had to learn patience. It wasn't just given to him. He had to learn it through the things that he suffered. So if Jesus had to be baptized, if Jesus had to learn by the things he suffered, so much more we. He is our example. We should do everything that we can to imitate the life of Christ. And if you need help, you have the Holy Spirit. You can simply say, Holy Spirit, I'm not able to do this. Help me. And he's there to help you. But the only people that play games on this earth are us, human beings. The devil is not playing games. And the Father God is not into game playing. So when we really ask God for something, we can't be thinking in our mind, oh, I'm just going to ask him for this and I'm going to do what I want to do tomorrow. It's not going to work that way because if God were to answer that prayer, it would be to your own detriment. Because let's say God answered your prayer. You said, Lord, if you'd help me with this, I promise you I won't go to the clubs anymore. And he helps you with it and you still go to the club. And a newborn Christian who knows that you're a Christian, sees you at church, and knows the vow that you vowed, seeing you at the club, his faith is going to be weakened. Apostle Paul says, don't hurt your brother by the food that you eat. Don't hurt your brother. Don't weaken your brother in the name of Jesus by your example. We have to follow in the footsteps of Christ. All right. I will thank you guys for listening. I love you so much. I'm so happy for the gifts and the callings of the Holy Spirit. He gives his gifts without reverence or without regard to the person. He gives them freely as he will. So I believe, particularly for this radio show, that all 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit will be manifest. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, miracles, healings, prophecy, discerning of spirits, interpretation of tongues, and diverse types of tongues, in the name of Jesus. And so someone might be saying, you just read that? Nope. Something I just wanted to commend to memory. So, in the name of Jesus, let's believe together that all 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit will be manifest. If you're hearing the word of God and you hear something for you, say, Father, I receive it. I receive my healing in the name of Jesus. You have to claim it, grab it and take it in the name of Jesus. Just stand on the word of God and proclaim your healing and receive what you have come here to get. Amen. So now, let's start in John, St. John chapter 5. This is the reason for this radio show. The reason for our radio show is to read through the book of the Bible. I want to point out to you that if you are a minister or a pastor of a church, I want to tell you that you don't have to behave like the world in order to draw the world. You don't have to stoop down to the world's level in order to attract them because they won't recognize you. They'll think you're one of them. Jesus said that he himself will draw all men to me. So all you have to do is be yourself. Be yourself in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. The people that are in the world, not everybody, but a lot of people, those people, and some people like it, they're ruled by the power of darkness. So if you come in looking like a snake, even though you're not, they're going to know who you are. So come in the power of Jesus, not in the spirit of condemnation, but in the spirit and the power and authority of Jesus Christ, with love and meekness and kindness. Not to tear someone down or show that you know more than them, but no, in the power to bring that person to the love of Christ. Because that's what it's all about. In the end, love never fails. Amen. So now we're going to commence in John chapter 5, and we're going to start reading. Now, these are not the epistles. That's later on. This is the book of St. John chapter 5. We will begin. Chapter 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season to the pool and troubles the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew what he had been, now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus saith unto him, now listen, this is the power and the authority of Jesus. Now Jesus didn't stoop down to the man's level, but he made the man come up to him, not in a sense of superiority, but in a sense of love and in a sense also with power and authority, because Jesus knew what he wanted to give to the man. And so this is what he's giving him. Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Rise, saints, take up thy bed and walk. I say rise in the name of Jesus. Take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the Sabbath day, and on the same day was the Sabbath day. Verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, 'Take up thy bed and walk.'" Then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, 'Take up thy bed and walk'? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." That's verse 14, 5:14. "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." Verse 8, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Verse 14, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed, told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. How marvelous it is when you're having such wonderful joy in the Lord and reading his word. It is 3:27, and we have less than 3 minutes until our show ends. I wanted to end this with prayer. Our next show will air on May 29th, 2015. That's a Friday, every other Friday, at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I just wanted to pray a blessing to you. I wanted to tell you that you're not doing anything wrong. The person that's listening, you're not doing anything wrong. You are not doing anything wrong. God bless you. We love you. I care about you. Have a beautiful week. It's going to be a great week. And remember, to the person that's listening, you are not doing anything wrong. God bless you. Love you.
Let me be a part of the heart.